Morning.
You guys got a nice setup here. It's not bad. It's great to be down here and working with the Redskins. Coach Gruden has been very accommodating and hospitable with the arrangements, and I feel like we've worked together well in terms of the practice schedule in the organization. So we're looking forward to getting out there and competing with the Redskins and making our team better, making ourselves individually better. It'll be a great opportunity for the coaches to also start working on things like adjustments and corrections and things that we haven't seen before that we have to recognize and identify and communicate to the players. And when you're going against kind of the same personnel or the same type of offense or defense on a daily basis, it's a little bit easier to do just more because you're more familiar with the other side of the ball. So here's a situation where we're really not, and it's a good opportunity for our coaching staff, good opportunity for our players and team. And again, it's a great facility here. Dan Snyder's done a great job with this this beautiful facility. And again, Jay and his staff have really been accommodating. And we appreciate the opportunity to be here and work with them and look forward to having a good week.
Bill.
I'm interested about the logistics, more about the logistics of putting this together, because obviously you have a way you envision putting together the practice, and so does Jay. How much back and forth did the two of you have? And are you curious to see how he runs a practice, a first-time head coach, and is there anything you could possibly learn from watching him?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of yeses there. Once the preseason schedule came out and we saw that we opened in Washington, Bruce and then Jay and I all made contact. It was kind of a three-way there. And, talked about the opportunity of working against each other. I don't think this is something that the Redskins have done a lot of in the past, or maybe it's the first time, I'm not sure, but something like that. And so, they were asking some questions about it. We talked about it. Jay and I talked about it and kind of, felt like we could make it work based on, what our goals were and, talking about our philosophy and how it would work and so forth. And then, as we got into more specifics, the actual drills and how they would be done and, who would work against who and so forth and so on, all that, it seemed very workable. So we've been in communication, more this week, obviously, than, previously, but enough in the spring and in May and June to kind of set it up. And then we've kind of dotted some I's and crossed some T's here in the last 24 to 48 hours. I know that members of our coaching staff have also worked closely with, their guys, Matt and on our end and Sean or Josh and Jim Haslett and so forth. So just kind of coordinate some things there. But, again, it's, I feel like things are in place from a logistical standpoint. I just need to go out there and have a good practice. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of things we can learn from, the way the Redskins do things. And maybe there'll be some things we do the same. If there are things that are different, we'll probably take a look at them and say, is that something we could do? And I'm sure we'll find out something that's, as a head coach of an NFL team, you don't really get many opportunities to see what other people are doing. You can go around to some colleges, but, it's a little different setup. So in the NFL, this is like one of the few opportunities we would have to, work with another staff, another team. And, you always pick up something because there's a lot of outstanding coaches on this team, and whether it's a coaching point or a drill or something that they do, I'm sure that we'll be able to take a few things away from here.
It's just a practice, but there are guys fighting for jobs out here. What level of physicality do you want to see, or do you coach your guys to give in these workouts?
I see this pretty much as the same, the same tempo that we work on in practice against each other. It's a competitive level, but taking care of each other. And then, when we have drills out there that are live, full contact drills, then they're full contact drills. So, we have different levels of contact competitiveness set up this week. And so we'll monitor those. But, I think it should be, a good working tempo, obviously. But one that, I know both sides here, Jay and I have talked about, we don't want to come out of here with, long list of injuries. We want to get better as a team and build our teamwork against another organization, but not, at the expense of, putting guys in the training room. So, we want to work together.
Yeah, Bill, right here in the middle. The Patriots organization is, you know, you're known for playing things close to the vest, I would say, but yet you're at the pretty much the forefront of doing these joint practices with other teams. Are there any balances, any concerns about, you know, giving away too much during during these periods that you're working with other teams?
We're just trying to get better. We're just trying to improve as a football team. So that's our goal is to try to be a better team. That's all.
Bill, when you go against another team in these joint practices, what do you get out of it that you wouldn't get when you go against your own team in some of these?
Well, we're seeing a totally different group of players, number one, so the matchups are different. You know, we've worked against our guys. Now we're working against, you know, players with different skills, and we're working against a different scheme. You know, their offense and their defense and their special teams is certainly not, you know, a mirror image of ours. And so, you know, we'll see different things, and we're going to have to see that over the course of the year. You know, so that's, again, that's a great experience for us. It's a good opportunity for us to see new schemes. And new matchups. And again, it helps the coaches because, you know, we need to, you know, sharpen up our skills on that too. That's what we're going to be doing every week is, you know, recognizing things, making adjustments, correcting them, getting the information to the players. And, you know, again, when you're practicing against your team every day, it's, you know, there's less of that. It's a lot more challenging, you know, with a new team in a new situation like this. So, it should be good for everybody.
Bill, how would you describe, your connection to Jay Gruden? If there is any prior to this, and do you have any memories that stand out to you from this organization from the past, maybe from your time with the Giants?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of memories that stand out in this organization. This was kind of the, you know, I'd say my, almost second home my first year in the league because when Coach Marsh Broda came over from the Redskins, you know, he brought the whole Redskins program with him. And I remember just, you know, really everything we did. We, you know, one of my jobs was to white out Washington Redskins and type in Baltimore Colts on it and then Xerox it off. It was literally the same offense and Maxie Bond was the defensive coordinator and it was the same defense. And I remember there's a couple pages somehow that snuck into the playbook that Redskins didn't get whited out and I heard about it on that. So, and then we scrimmaged them three times that year. So, in addition to playing six preseason games in 75. So in those scrimmages, it was really like an inter-squad scrimmage because every call was the same. Every play that they ran was our play and every defense that we ran was their defense. And so, we really, I learned a lot about the Redskins organization through the Colts and, you know, Coach Allen, you know, his assistants and his staff. So that's kind of, you know, I was brought up with the Colts that first year, but it was really, you know, the Redskins program over in Baltimore. So, of course, growing up in Annapolis, you know, I was kind of a Colts fan, but, you know, not anti-Redskins. You know, I had a lot of appreciation for them too. And so it was good to have two NFL teams that close to, you know, that close to us. So, you know, this organization has a lot of tradition. Great history, and of course, when I was with the Giants, we had a great rivalry with the Redskins and Coach Gibbs, playing them, you know, twice a year, sometimes three times, and those were some great battles that you know, I'll never forget. They were, you know, just a huge part of you know, my career, and you know, that was Redskins, the 49ers, you know, that was, you know, those kind of the biggest games on the schedule every year.
Bill, we're now in the longest NFL drought without a repeat Super Bowl champion. Your team was the last to do it. Any rhyme or reason behind that? Is it any harder than it was 10 years ago? Was there anything special you did 10 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really just trying to focus on this year and this team. And I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to be able to write a history of the NFL. I don't really know.
What influence do you think... What influence do you think Tom Brady could have on Robert Griffin III this week as the two kind of pick each other's brains and stuff like that?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, you'd have to ask them that. I think, you know, I know Tom's goals are, you know, the same as everybody else's here with the Patriots. We want to come in here and, you know, run our plays, again, seeing different matchups, make the adjustments we need to make, try to improve as a team. We're going to work on some situation football. We're just going to work on some basic fundamentals, and we want to improve in all those areas, and that's what each and every one of our players should be doing, no matter what level of experience they have or don't have. And as I said, it's the same thing with the coaching staff. So now. I'm not really too worried about what, you know, what his influence is or anybody else's influence is on anybody else. I don't really care about that. Is our team improving and each individual player improving? So that's what we're here for.
Okay. All right. Thanks. We'll see you out there.